Hi, everyone. This is Dave Charest from Constant Contact, content manager here, and welcome to another special edition of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. Now, one of the ways to get your business really moving is to seek mentorship and education from others who have gone before you. And when you understand the challenges that are ahead of your business, you can better navigate the waters to overcome these challenges and really help grow your business. And that's what we'll be talking about today. I'm once again joined by Speakeasy regular Miss Erica Ayotte, Senior Manager of Social Media Marketing at Constant Contact. And we're both really excited to be joined by Bridget and Mark from SCORE. Hi, Mark. Hi, Bridget.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Why don't you guys just introduce yourself a little bit and tell us about what you do at SCORE.
Sure. Well, thanks for having us. My name is Bridget Weston Pollack. I am the marketing director at SCORE, and my job is to help get the word out about these free mentoring resources and educational resources that we have through our volunteers across the country.
And I'm Mark Dubush. I'm the president of the SCORE Foundation, and I'm responsible for all of our corporate partnerships like Constant Contact.
Great.
And helping
Great.
To bring to bear for all the small businesses those corporate content areas that are really helpful to them.
So for those folks that don't know, and you mentioned education and mentorship, so what exactly is SCORE and how long have you guys been around? And
SCORE has been around since 1964, and it's an organization of 12,000 volunteers around the country who give their time every day to help small business owners. Last year we served about 500,000 small businesses from start to finish, I like to say, whether they're growing their business, starting their business, or looking to sell their business. Our 12,000 volunteers help them either with face-to-face mentoring, online mentoring, or one of the 10,000 workshops that we've done in the community throughout the year.
We also have supplemental educational resources online that are available, not just that our volunteer mentors use to help their clients face-to-face, but if someone out there wants, you know, a quick how-to guide or to take a free online webinar from the, you know, comfort of their own home, we have that available too at score.org, and those are great supplemental resources, both from our mentors as well as corporate partners like yourselves at Constant Contact.
And SCORE, the acronym really stands for Service Corps of Retired Executives. All of our volunteers are no longer just retired. About 30% of our volunteers are still active in their own business or corporate America. And so they're giving their time, but we like to think of our volunteers as having the been there, done that. And so they're able to help small business owners avoid some of the traps that maybe they fell into in running their businesses. In that way, hopefully, they can be a lot more successful and maybe save some of the steps that created those challenges in the first place.
So you guys are almost like a business Cupid. You match up emerging entrepreneurs with experience.
I like that.
Absolutely. And in fact, that's how our online mentoring works. You go in, you type in keywords or a question, and a list of SCORE mentors who've identified as having that experience pop up, and you can ask up to four of those mentors, you know, the same question, and they'll get you a response.
Well, we could definitely provide a link to that.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the things I really enjoyed that you were saying is that it's kind of from start to finish. And you know, here at Constant Contact, we're focused on, you know, really the marketing aspect of that. So what are some of the kind of the challenges that you find that small businesses really having today in those kind of other areas?
Well, I think the biggest or the most common problem here is getting customers, getting new customers, getting more customers, and getting better customers. So, of course, that's all about marketing, but also, you know, what the product is, how your competition's doing. And so we get people who have just started a business to have been in business for 20 years looking for how to grow their customer base and how to maintain that customer loyalty as well.
And have you guys found that that has changed over the years, the way that small businesses source and find and retain customers, or are the basics still the same?
I think the basics are the same, but I think they're getting better at understanding the technology and the available mechanisms like email marketing and social media. These are all things that oftentimes they don't have time to spend in learning about them, but as they begin to see the impact and understand how easy some of this really is for them, they start to change their practices and realize that not only are they getting more customers, but like Bridget said, the right customers.
Right.
Well, it's like all of the new technology out there with local search and being mobile. I mean, everyone's looking for their restaurant on the phone now while they're driving home from work, or, you know, whatever, the local dry cleaner. And so being mobile friendly, but also being in those local search engines really is where the consumers are. So that's where the small businesses are now learning they need to be as well.
So how do you help a small business figure out which of those areas to really focus on? Because, you know, as we know, the world of digital marketing or online marketing in general is just so big. How do you help them decide you know, with their resources, what to look at.
It really is a customized approach. Not only is the mentoring with SCORE free, but it is one-on-one and personalized. So we do a deep dive into what your specific business is and what tools would be best. I mean, some people aren't going to be served well by being on Yelp, whereas, you know, a restaurant certainly would be.
Right.
Some people don't think they need to be mobile, but it's not necessarily that you're looking for a specific location, but people do sit in front of their TV and won't get out their laptop. They'll just do whatever it is online. Mm. They'll read their articles. So most people do need to make sure their website is mobile friendly. But again, it really is a matter of sitting down with them, figuring out what fits their needs and what they have time for, as well as the budget.
One of the things that we try to do, particularly in our workshops, is really to get them to focus on one thing. If they can walk away with one or two actionable items, that really fits into their schedule, because they're busy with payroll, with inventory, with services, getting more customers. And so if you can give them one actionable item to walk away with, so when they say, you know, well, social media, what should I be on? Well, you know, maybe it's just Facebook. Right. Maybe it's just Twitter. You know, which one, as Bridget said, works best for you at this point in time? And then the other challenge that they're facing really is access to capital, particularly with the economic downturn. A lot of people, you know, often think of small business and think, well, they can get loans and things like that. Mm-hmm. Well, most of them have leveraged their home, have leveraged their credit cards, and so there is no more capital left.
Right.
They don't have friends and family who, you know, have the dollars to be able to spend with them. And so they're really struggling to try to grow their business or continue to even keep cash flow going sometimes right now.
To be really creative with the resources that they have and mix and match and use them maybe in a different way.
Absolutely.
And be more realistic, too. Understand what the constraints that you're working within, and then do one or two things that would maximize that.
Cool. So what would you say some are, you know, we always talk about small businesses and their really big advantage over kind of bigger organizations is the fact that their relationships, they have this ability to really have one-on-one relationships. What are you seeing, or what would you say that some of the advantages that small businesses have are?
Well, one of the things that we've noticed is that small businesses aren't just the, you know, economic engine of our nation, but they really are the lifeblood of the community that they're in. And so when you talk about the relationships, I mean, these businesses are the people that are sponsoring, you know, the local sports team or, you know, giving a local award and really, you know, building those relationships that way. So that's something that a larger corporation doesn't have the, you know, personal interactions as easily as the local small business does. Yeah.
And that's been one of the benefits for Small Business and SCORE is they're both in the same community and they know each other, whether they're in the Rotary Club together, or they go
the
to
context.
Church or synagogue together. It's all that, again, continued relationship where they're both able to see what are the things that are really impacting them, what are the challenges of that particular community that are making a difference in the lives of their business right now.
You know, it's funny, just yesterday, actually, I was out with my family, and we were at a small business, little orchard, and they had the Methuen Life, I'm from Methuen, Mass, and a Methuen Life, you know, little paper that they have out there, and we were flipping through and was looking at one of the ads, and we were all like, oh, look, it's Mimi from one of our favorite restaurants, and we're like, oh,
talked
it's
about Mimi before.
I do, I love that place, but that's the thing, it's like, oh, and then the girls were all like, oh, hey, it's me, like, you know, so like, we know them, and it's like, it's true, it's what you say, it's like being part of the community and recognizing them, you really start to see how it's so beneficial to businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any maybe success stories you can share with us of folks that have come through SCORE's doors? And
well, one of the things talking about community and really having that tie-in, there was a local man, Bruce Borman, who's over 80 years old, and I think he's in this area.
Portland, Maine.
Okay, so Portland, Maine, so not that far from where we are. And a tree that was a big fixture in the local community had died. It was actually struck by lightning.
Oh, wow.
And so it was, you know, very old, and the community wanted to do something with it. So they put out a proposal and said, what do you want to do? So Bruce decided he wanted to make knives and use the wood from the tree to do the handles of the knives. And he did, and it was great. So people wanted more, and he didn't really know what to do with it. And so approached SCORE, and now, you know, he has his own website. SCORE has helped him build a website and build exposure, and he's you know, really increased his profits and really also been just a person in the community who turned a tragedy from this, you know, tree that was struck by lightning into something positive. And it was just such a great story. And he attributes his success to SCORE, but really it's his enthusiasm and passion that made this worthwhile and made it, you know, beneficial to everyone, not just him.
Yeah.
You can't get much more local than that.
Yeah.
And it goes, you know, it ranges, you know, when people say, well, you know, it's just the mom and pops that are small business, but many of them sometimes turn out into success stories. Some of our success stories are Vera Bradley, Vermont Teddy Bear, Jelly Bells.
Wow.
At one time had SCORE mentors, you know, that they had taken, you know, the information, the advice from. So, you could be the next large corporation at some point.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we just had a SCORE award winner, was it 2 years ago, Raising Cane's?
Yeah.
They're a restaurant chain in the South. They started in Louisiana, and they just opened their 100th location,
Wow. Yeah.
So, and they're just a great organization that, again, gives back to the community and is regularly, you know, working with SCORE to give back the expertise that they learned through their successes, too.
Mm. Wow, that's great. So, well, you know, obviously we're ecstatic about anybody that's, you know, coming around helping small businesses kind of reach their goals and grow their businesses. Where can folks find you and how can they get involved and get access to these great resources?
Yeah, so again, we have 12,000 volunteers across the country ready to help. You can find them at www.score.org or you can call us at 1-800-634-0245 and we'll help you get paired with the right mentor.
I'm going to throw in one little thing, if you don't mind. If you could maybe both give maybe one inspirational tip to small businesses out there.
Find a mentor.
Good one.
I love it. Great.
Don't give up. If you have one idea and it doesn't seem like it'll work, that doesn't mean your second or third won't. So keep trying.
Awesome. Great. Mark, Bridget, thanks so much for joining us today. We'll catch you next time on the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable.
Roundtable.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you.